Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Gray. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schulte. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Babe Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Orrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Orrell. And now, play ball. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schulte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Browns, 2. Tigers, 2. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift is walked intentionally. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Orrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mancuso. The throw from Swift and they have the runner in a rundown. Hoover applies the tag, and Mancuso is out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter strikes out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine scores. York moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Orrell bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Martin reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Zeb Eaton now pitching. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eaton has Martin trapped. There's the throw to Swift and over to Mayer, who tags Martin for the out. Christman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gene Moore pinch hits for Nels Potter. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tex Shirley now pitching. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Schult covering, for the out. Hoover moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 3 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Mayer reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swift bunts towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayer moves to third. One out. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Ellis Clary pinch runs for Babe Martin. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clary moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Milt Burns pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clary scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Tigers. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Don Gutteridge pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Les Mueller now pitching. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 4 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.